respect.
The European Union has made a decision to monitor Egypt's presidential election, reversing an earlier one to scale back its operations to just an assessment mission. The development came after Egyptian authorities agreed to release a load of impounded EU communications and medical equipment it had confiscated for so-called national security reasons. Egyptian officials hailed the EU's latest move, having feared what some in Egypt considered a potential discrediting of an already shaky process.
It is also good for us that some friends from Europe or the Arab League or the African Union would come to watch.
Opponents of the army's July 2013 overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi from the presidency slammed the EU stance, saying that the bloc's decision did not take them by surprise. The anti-coup camp in Egypt accuses the EU of double standards and supporting the military-backed government's perceived oppressive measures, the measures that the alliance believes are responsible for thousands, mainly from the Islamic stream, being killed, wounded, arrested, or judicially indicted for the mere act of taking part in mostly peaceful protests. This pro-brotherhood camp says it would be surprising if the EU stuck to its word and abstained from a process they describe as a farce.
So long a process, even if conducted in an undemocratic atmosphere, aimed at cornering the Islamic stream, the West will be right there.
Unofficial results from the Egypt expat votes show that Field Marshal Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who has the backing of the influential military council, is expected to rake in more than 90% of the votes, against less than 10% for his sole challenger, leftist Hamdine Sabahi, in a relatively low turnout. Few here in Egypt expect any surprise in late May presidential race. Few others expect the West's perceived legitimization of the process to bring calm to the North African country. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.